Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I am Dawn Walker with AM Best, and I'm here today with Shanna McIntyre from Delos. Hello, Shanna. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me.
Awesome, awesome. So to start, can I get you to briefly introduce yourself and what your role is at Delos?
Yeah, I am co-founder and chief data officer at Delos Insurance, and we're an MGA writing homeowners and property coverage in California.
Oh, awesome. And what inspired Delos to focus on wildfire risk, and what are the implications on insurance, would you say?
Yeah, so we got started back in 2017, we're a team of aerospace engineers and insurance professionals and people with environmental science background. And me and my co-founder knew that bringing new sources of data and more advanced methodology would be a really interesting way to try to address how climate change was going to be impacting disasters in insurance. And being Californians, and also talking to a lot of people in the insurance space, it became clear that our approach was aligning with an emerging wildfire stressed portion of the markets in California. And so we've been focusing on that and building models ever since we first got started. So we've been actually doing modeling for quite a long time.
Okay.
And the timing could not have been better.
Okay. With that backdrop of California and the wildfire crises that is going on there, they're becoming more frequent and severe in California. And so how has this really changed what it is that you all do at Delos, how you approach modeling and any like underwriting approaches that you have?
It has not fundamentally changed our approach to solving this problem. Once you are using good science, then capturing all of the data and working with the best experts in the field, right off the bat, that turned out to be a really great approach. And so we're feeling very confident in keeping to that strategy. We definitely do update our view of risk. We are updating our data inputs, and I'm sure it's fairly intuitive to most people that the way land use changes, how suppression resources are deployed matters quite a bit. And so we incorporate all of those updates into our models. We update on a cadence of about once a year or so. We design our models, however, to not need to be changing dramatically from one year to the next. We want to have a much longer view and have a nice stable source of coverage for homeowners.
Okay. So as the wildfires that are happening in California right now have started to emerge, what was your response and your approach to, keeping, I guess, everyone in your ecosystem abreast to what's going on? What was your approach on that?
Yeah, that was definitely something we wanted to focus on a lot. I mean, the first thing was just look at, was anyone in our book affected? If that was the case, we might not have been quite as focused on updating, the partners with as much bandwidth as we had, because the customers, of course, come first. We've been very lucky, and so we have not needed to, address any significant losses in our book. And so, yes, we, of course, in any case, have been talking to a number of our different partners, our distribution partners, our capacity partners, people who are, other kinds of relationships to the company. We've been updating not just how it affects our book, but just how the fires are going overall. This is a very, very tough human story, and people are interested in it.
Absolutely. So let me then take a step back and look at this big picture. How does Delos assess wildfire risk in the region like Los Angeles? And then what role does technology and data play in that for you all?
Yeah, technology and data are everything. So our wildfire underwriting model is an ensemble machine learning and AI methodology that has a lot of data. We have what we think are much richer, much more powerful data sources than pretty much anything else out there that we've seen. Mm-hmm. And it shows in its performance. We consistently are underwriting very successfully our partners are really pleased with how we've performed and have given us feedback that we are more accurate than anything else they've seen. And so we have, you know, these advanced machine learning methodologies. And through our partnership with an environmental science think tank, we have access to some really high quality data sets that capture fire weather, a lot of detailed 3D information about vegetation, information about suppression resources. We have more than 200 variables that go in, and you know, listing them all will take way too long. But those are some highlights. And so capturing climate, we have climate projections in our model. So capturing how climate is interacting with a lot of other conditions is really important, especially in places like Southern California and what we're seeing in other places in California too. But everyone's pretty familiar by now with the Santa Ana winds. You know, we're seeing that term in headlines all over the news all over the world. And so that's a pattern that has a huge impact on fire. And so capturing where we think we're going to see those Santa Ana winds and where that's going to interact with a number of other important factors is really important for our modeling.
Yeah, because it seemed like those Santa Ana winds really kind of elevated the crisis that, you know, seeing, you know, fire tornadoes and seeing the winds that were really pushing ambers through and causing all that damage. It seemed like something where I've heard like apocalyptic and various things like that. So that's really important that you mentioned that. And so then I wanted to ask, with those unique challenges specifically in Southern California, what are some common challenges policyholders are going to face in securing coverage in these wildfire prone areas?
In the short term, regulation offers some protection in that all of those zip codes that are in or near those declared fire emergencies will not be non-renewed for at least a year by their current carriers. We, in most cases, are likely to see some carriers pulling out or wanting to reduce their book exposure in California. And so we might see some non-renewals. The FAIR plan is there. And, you know, there might be some comments being thrown around right now about the FAIR plan. You know, the FAIR plan has a lot of backstop financial measures for events like this. And so, you know, I think not only have they, you know, put together that program to be able to withstand things like this, you know, there's a lot of political will to make sure that there will be solutions in the end. So that is the, of course, you know, last resort. And then if there are other carriers and MGAs like ourselves that might see these areas as, you know, different in their risk profile post-fire, then there might be some carriers that will be offering coverage in those areas. It's too early to say. Mm-hmm. And there's some additional things that are harder to predict because the new rule changes that the CDI had put out only became enacted, I think I saw less than a week before before these fires happened. And so I think people were eager to see how our carrier is going to respond to that. And, you know, once that year of moratoriums on non-renewals has passed, who knows what they might decide to do.
Okay. And so in those particular changes, is there any expectation that there will be an impact on your ability to provide coverage in these high-risk areas?
Not for us, because our models were able to capture these kinds of fires for these areas really well. And what we are trying to do at Delos is have a much higher accuracy in underwriting in order to see what homes have been left behind by this carrier pullback that we see as insurable, that we see as low or medium wildfire exposed. Because it's probably not surprising to anyone in the industry that there's a lot of babies that got thrown out in the bathwater. Yeah. And so we've been seeing a lot of risks that we find very attractive and are very happy to underwrite. Homes that were in these fires, we already saw as high risk. Mm. And so for us and the markets we're going after, we see no reason to change how we're underwriting. Probably the biggest change will simply be that there's now some big burn scars. So we'll want to update what the vegetation profile looks like in these areas. There have been some cases in the past where a burn scar has meant that we are more willing to write in some areas. I'm absolutely not going to promise that's going to happen in these cases. That's something that requires a lot of assessment from our very experienced data science team. But we're not changing our risk appetite or our methodology of how we underwrite. We're feeling very confident, especially after how we performed in these last fires.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that you guys were able to manage those losses. And then I guess that would make me think turn to growth. And so obviously right now is probably not the time to talk about growth, but just wondering how the outcomes of these fires makes you think about growth going forward. Like,
yeah, growing our book, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, we are here to fill in the spaces that are being abandoned by carriers that used to be willing to write in a lot of areas. And unfortunately, a lot of people, I think, are reasonably expecting the carrier pullback to continue after these fires, maybe even get worse. And so for us, whatever capacity is available in areas that fits our appetite, we're excited to write business. So if there are some carriers that pull out and if that frees up capacity for us to, bring on new partnerships and programs, then that's the type of growth that we would really like. Especially when it's a carrier pullout, that means that non-renewals are happening in a number of different regions. So it sets itself up well for us to grow in a geographically spread manner.
Yeah. And I think that's a response that maybe the community would find welcoming, that there are still options for people to have that type of coverage, because, right now, for some, all is lost, and in the future outlook, all seems lost, but there is still hope.
Yeah.
So in terms of, again, the impact on the community, can you think of or share a success story where your efforts significantly helped the community or a policyholder in a wildfire crisis?
Well, without getting into anything that would reveal, something that's proprietary or personal information, we have definitely been one of the number one options in a lot of communities that used to be well served by carriers that had pulled out. There are some areas, even in pretty developed urban kinds of environments, where we were sometimes the number two most bound insurance provider from some of our distribution partners. And so for us, that is the signal that we're succeeding, that not only are we offering coverage, we're offering coverage that is winning business, that it's rates that are attractive and competitive. And so the growth of our portfolio and how we've been able to grow in areas that used to have more options and are now finding that there's not very many left, we feel really good about being able to help those people out.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And then I think about how just important, like you said earlier, how data and technology is so important to your business. So what advancements in technology or even in predictive modeling are you most excited about in terms of these sort of wildfire risks? On a risk management front.
Yeah, for us, it's more and more data. Our methodologies are pretty sophisticated, and we're certainly always figuring out how to better tune our models and bring in interesting data sources. But machine learning and AI are basically just complex versions of data science, and most people might have heard of the phrase garbage in, garbage out. But if you put really good, high-quality data in, you get good, high-quality results. And there's so much attention on this problem now that we're expecting to continue to get better and better data. CAL FIRE has been great at responding with a lot of great data collection. There's a number of other entities that are doing data collection in the field, and also lab type based experiments. And so being able to take in all of those interesting data sources, especially when they're at scale, that is very helpful to our models.
Very good. And so, and just thinking in terms of the delegated underwriting authority enterprise segment, how do you see the role of MGAs evolving in managing natural catastrophes such as wildfires?
Yeah. For catastrophes that have typically been covered by an HO3 or homeowners policies, it used to be something that could be done by a generalist carrier on an admitted basis, but clearly that's changing, and climate change has made it so that you can't just look back at the previous 50 years and draw a straight line. Specialists are needed for this. We see ourselves as wildfire modeling specialists, and our MGA business model is what we think is the best solution to offer what homeowners have been getting all along in an HO3 policy that has all of those coverages that continues to include wildfire. And we don't think that a large, generalist carrier that is writing on an admitted basis and relying on third-party, data sources from vendors, that that's just a really difficult way to try to keep up with this peril. Whereas for us, we are laser focused on this peril. As we enter other markets where there's other similar perils, severe storms and hurricanes, you need specialists to be able to handle those that underwriting.
Yeah, and you know what? MGAs and other DUAEs have been showing, really proving their worth in that space in terms of niche expertise. So I tend to agree with you. Like you said, you guys are laser focused on your specialty in wildfire risk. So I just wanted to ask you, just as we round off this conversation, do you have any lasting remarks on the California wildfire crisis?
Yeah, it's an obvious tragedy, and these things are terrible. And we're pleased to be a solution, and when this is such an emotional experience for so many people. Yeah. Even people who've never gone through this kind of tragedy, even losing coverage is a pretty terrifying thing that hundreds of thousands of families in California have had to experience. And now seeing it on the news and feeling that existential threat, insurance is a big part of how people protect themselves. And so we feel very pleased, very fortunate that we have been able to pull together an amazing team of some of the world's best experts and put together a solution that really is working. And even in the face of these unprecedented levels of loss, we continue to feel very confident in our underwriting. We continue to write the business we have always wanted to write, and are even willing to increase the market strategy that we already have.
Awesome. Well, Shanna, thank you so much again for taking the time to talk to me today, because I'm pretty sure you guys are pretty busy in terms of the work that you have to do, the important work that you have to do. So I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Thank you very much, too.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.